Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Sean, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, China unveils a new prototype space shuttle to restock the Tiangong space station. Second, NASA announces new trials for in-space laser welding. Third, Boeing ships the first two redesigned O3B MPOWER satellites. Fourth, humans on Mars? Here's why you should not plan a space move anytime soon. Fifth, SpaceX rocket launch in Cape Canaveral, Florida. What time is liftoff? And finally, how SpaceX could boost the United States space industry. In our top story, China has revealed the design for its new reusable space shuttle, which is set to ferry cargo between Earth and the Tiangong space station. While the International Space Station often grabs headlines, China's Tiangong space station is also a key player in orbit. Launched in 2021, the Tiangong now offers a permanent base for up to 6 astronauts and is set to expand from its current 3 modules to 6 in the coming years. The newly unveiled Haolong cargo space shuttle will replace the non-reusable Tianzhou cargo spacecraft. It is designed to be environmentally friendly and cost-effective, weighing less than half of its predecessor. With its aerodynamic design and large wingspan, the Haolong shuttle will dock at the space station, allowing astronauts to unload and reload supplies before returning to Earth uncrewed. This marks a significant step towards sustainable space operations. In today's Tech Advances segment, we dive into NASA's exciting new trials for in-space laser welding. The challenge of manufacturing in space has been a long-standing one, despite having many of the same methods as on Earth, such as rivets, bolts, and welding. The latter was first attempted over 50 years ago by Soviet cosmonauts during the Soyuz 6 mission. Now, NASA is taking a significant step forward by investigating the effects of reduced gravity and varying atmospheric conditions on welds. The history of space welding is fascinating. After the Soviets' pioneering work, NASA conducted its own experiments aboard Skylab in 1973. In 1984, the first and last welds were made in open space during an extravehicular activity on the Salyut 7 mission. Fast forward to today. NASA is focusing on fiber laser-based welding, a method that promises to be more adaptable to the unique conditions of space. The initial set of tests took place during parabolic flight maneuvers in August 2024, with additional testing planned to occur in space. This new approach may pave the way for creating structures and habitats not only in space, but also on the surfaces of the Moon and Mars. NASA's previous collaborations, like the one with the E.O. Peyton Welding Institute in Kyiv, Ukraine, in the 1990s, laid the groundwork for these advanced techniques, although that project did not materialize due to logistical issues. The choice between electron beam welding and laser beam welding is crucial. Electron beam welding, used since the Soyuz 6 mission, works well in a vacuum but struggles when there's any atmosphere. Laser beam welding, while requiring more power, offers greater versatility in different environments. As NASA's laser welding trials progress, they might unlock new opportunities for building and repairing spacecraft and habitats in space. AI Sean. Moving on to our policy and industry segment, Boeing has shipped the first pair of redesigned O3B MPOWER satellites, addressing power issues that have plagued the initial 6 in SES's next-generation medium Earth orbit broadband network. These satellites, with their enhanced power modules, left Boeing's facilities in El Segundo, California, and are on their way to Cape Canaveral in Florida for a December SpaceX launch. AI Sean. SES had encountered electrical issues that sporadically tripped off power modules on the initial O3B MPOWER satellites. Although these trip-offs could be quickly resolved, similar to flipping a circuit breaker, the problems significantly reduced the satellite's operational life and broadband capacity. Despite these setbacks, SES launched the 5th and 6th satellites without hardware changes to begin commercial services in April. AI Sean. To meet the constellation's original performance expectations, Boeing is constructing 2 additional satellites, beyond its initial 11-satellite O3B MPOWER contract. SES CEO Adel Al-Saleh noted that the upgraded satellite set for launch next month would provide a meaningful increase in capacity, supporting the growing demand from customers. AI Sean. Looking to the future, SES plans to launch three more satellites by mid-2025, followed by the final pair at the end of 2026. By 2027, SES aims to have a robust constellation with seven fully capable satellites, complemented by the initial six impaired satellites serving as spares. This expansion will triple the available capacity, strengthening SES's position in the competitive broadband market. AI Sean. Despite the challenges, SES secured a $200 million contract to provide connectivity from the O3b mPOWER constellation to NATO members for 3 years, with options for 2 1-year extensions. This demonstrates SES's resilience and strategic positioning, even as it faces competition from SpaceX's Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit. AI Sean. In today's human spaceflight segment, we're diving into the fascinating topic of humans living on Mars. As global warming progresses and space technology advances, the idea of a science fiction future where humans become a multiplanetary species is gaining traction. Specifically, the concept of settling on Mars has captured imaginations worldwide. However, according to biologist Kelly Winer-Smith and cartoonist Zach Winer-Smith, it might not be such a good idea to pack your bags for Mars just yet. AI Sean. Over the past 4 years, the Winer-Smiths have delved deep into the realities of Martian colonization, culminating in their new book, A City on Mars. They explore critical questions about life on the red planet, such as how humans would reproduce in space and how we would sustain ourselves with sufficient food supplies. Their research suggests that despite the allure of living on Mars, there are significant challenges that make it more prudent for humanity to stay grounded on Earth for the time being. AI Sean. One of the key revelations from their research is the necessity for any potential Mars settlement to be constructed underground. While artistic renditions of Martian cities often depict gleaming structures above ground, the reality is that the harsh conditions on Mars, including high radiation levels and extreme temperatures, make subterranean living a necessity for long-term survival. AI Sean. The Winer-Smith's findings highlight the complexities and unknowns of space colonization. From the physiological effects of prolonged space habitation on human reproduction to the logistics of food production in an alien environment, the challenges are immense and multifaceted. Their work serves as a reminder that while the dream of becoming a multiplanetary species is exciting, the practicalities of such a venture are daunting and require careful consideration and planning. AI Sean. For those interested in exploring these topics further, A City on Mars is available now. The book provides an in-depth look at the possibilities and pitfalls of Martian colonization, offering a thoughtful perspective on why staying on our home planet might be the wiser choice for the foreseeable future. AI Sean. In today's mission updates, SpaceX is gearing up for an early morning launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on Thursday, November 14th. They're set to send another batch of Starlink broadband satellites into orbit. If you're in the Space Coast area, particularly from Titusville to Melbourne Beach, you might catch a glimpse of this spectacular event, depending on the weather and cloud cover. AI Sean, the launch window is scheduled between 5:33 and 10:04 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, with the rocket lifting off from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. While there won't be any sonic booms, the trajectory will take the rocket southeast, providing a potential visual treat for early risers. AI Sean, the Space Coast of Florida has already broken its record for the number of orbital rocket launches in a year, with 78 launches as of November 12, 2024. This surpasses the previous record set in 2023, where SpaceX played a significant role in achieving 72 launches that year. The majority of this year's missions have also been carried out by SpaceX, underscoring their pivotal role in the space industry. AI Sean. For those looking to witness the launch in person, there are numerous viewing spots across Brevard County. Some of the best places include Playa Linda Beach Jetty Park Beach and Pier, and Space View Park in Titusville. Each location offers unique vantage points, but make sure to check for any parking fees or access restrictions before heading out. AI Sean. Remember, weather conditions will play a big role in visibility. Night launches are particularly striking as the rocket illuminates the sky, creating a memorable sight. For those unable to attend in person, live coverage will be available 90 minutes before liftoff via the USA Today Network's space team, ensuring you do not miss a moment of this exciting event. AI Sean, now let's delve into our policy and industry segment with a focus on SpaceX and its potential impact on the United States space industry. With the return of a pro-space Republican administration to the White House, there's growing anticipation that civil and military spending on space could see a boost. This shift aims to enhance the United States' competitive edge against other spacefaring nations, particularly China. AI Sean, SpaceX, under the leadership of Elon Musk, has already revolutionized the commercial space sector with its innovations in reusable rockets and cost-effective launch services. As the company continues to expand its Starlink satellite network and develop the ambitious Starship vehicle, its influence on the broader industry is undeniable. AI Sean, the increased investment in space technology and infrastructure could support a wide array of initiatives, from enhancing national security to advancing scientific research. SpaceX's capabilities, particularly in rapid launch turnarounds and reducing costs, are key assets that could drive this potential growth. AI Sean, however, this potential boost in spending comes with its challenges. There is a delicate balance to be maintained between boosting space initiatives and managing the federal budget. The administration's approach to funding and supporting these endeavors will be crucial in determining the future trajectory of the United States space industry. AI Sean. Overall, SpaceX's role in the evolving landscape of the United States space sector highlights the dynamic interplay between government policy, private enterprise, and technological advancement. As we look to the future, the collaboration between these entities will likely shape the next era of space exploration and industry. AI Sean. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Space News Daily Brief. If you enjoyed it, hit follow in your podcast app and share it with a fellow space enthusiast. We're expanding our lineup of daily brief shows. Have an idea? Check out the link in the show notes.